Welcome to My Writing Niche, a podcast for new writers from a new writer. This month we're talking about NaNoWriMo, and today is week one, day one, November 1st for 2010 NaNoWriMo. First of all, I'd like to say in this episode I'm going to start off discussing the month-long adventure, silencing your editor, and the importance of snack foods. Also, if you'd be interested in being my writing buddy on the NaNoWriMo site, my account there is also under the name Ganymeter. That's Ganymeder. If you want to follow me, my writing niche is on Podbean. Or you can also follow me through my website at ganymeder.com. That's Ganymeder.com. So anyway, I hope some of you were able to go to the kickoff parties or meetups. For those of you who don't know what NaNoWriMo is, NaNoWriMo is short for National Novel Writing Month, when we make a pledge to ourselves to write a 50,000-word novel in 30 days, starting at midnight on November 1st and ending before midnight on the 30th day of the month. So, unfortunately, we weren't able to go to our NaNoWriMo kickoff party because the two-hour party was right, it was the exact same time as Halloween trick-or-treating in our neighborhood, because each neighborhood in the town has a section of time, a two-hour section of time, when the kids are allowed to trick-or-treat in that neighborhood, and it was at the exact same time, so we didn't do that. We went trick-or-treating instead, which was really fun. We went to our neighborhood trick-or-treat party, and he got lots of goodies, he played games, he won a speed racer car, and then we came home and we played Zombie Flux and watched Goosebumps. So it was a pretty successful Halloween. I wanted to talk about strategies for NaNoWriMo, though. A really fun strategy is Word Wars. It's where you have a Nano buddy, someone you've elected to follow on NaNoWriMo, on the NaNoWriMo site. And if you click on the My Buddies section, when you go into your profile, it will show you the little bar showing their progress of how many words they've done, or at least how many they've logged in. And what's happened many times for me is that I've done my word count for the day, I've met my goal, and then I'll log on to the site and I'll check my Nano buddies, and I'll see that one of them is just a little bit ahead of me. So I'll write an extra 100 words to catch up and beat them, because I don't want to end my writing day with them ahead of me, which might sound a little petty, but it's kind of a fun motivation. It's just competitive, so it's kind of fun, and it's all in good fun. It's nothing bad is meant by it or anything like that. So that's one way to motivate yourself, because writing an extra 100 words here or there is going to add up, especially when you have days when you just don't feel like writing, or say you get a really bad cold or something. So you'll have that little buffer. Also, you can go to the Dares thread on the forum when you go and you look up different topics. And they will have different suggestions. Like one I put in one year was have a character that speaks Esperanto and use Esperanto in your novel. So I did that a little bit. I had someone who was fluent in Esperanto. Also, again, another strategy is to brag, so you shame yourself into winning. If you tell all your family and all your friends, and you go on the internet, and you blog about it, and you do everything else, and you create a podcast, and you tell everyone what a great job you're going to do writing your novel, and you're going to hit your word count, and you're going to do awesome, then it's pretty hard to back yourself out of that corner, because you've basically, if you fall short of that goal, you're going to be really embarrassed. So for me, that's kind of a fun strategy, though. It sounds odd, but shaming yourself into winning can be fun. So that's one of my favorite strategies. When you're setting your word goals, what you want to do is remember to set them according to what you can do in your lifestyle. So if you know that there's going to be certain days that you just will not have any time, then schedule those days off. And you never know, you might squeeze in an extra 15 minutes. If you write 50 words that day, that's better than 0 words that day. But if you schedule yourself off on the days you know you're going to have trouble writing and schedule a little bit extra on the other days. Then that way you give yourself a buffer, you have a break to look forward to. What I like to do is I like to schedule myself with Saturday and Sunday off. Usually, Saturday and Sunday are actually a lot harder for me to do things like this because I'm usually running errands and doing things with my family, and I'm not home enough to really get anything done as far as writing. So I usually schedule Saturday and Sunday off. And then Monday through Friday, I schedule myself more. And in the past, that's worked great because my son was in school and during the day, so I could get my housework done real quick. Then I had a straight period of time to myself that I could just sit and write, and then I could get the rest of my housework done before he got home from school. This year, I'm schooling him from home, so I'm not really sure how well that's going to work yet. So far, it's been okay. I woke up a little early this morning, and I hit my word goal about 11 o'clock, which I was amazed by. Especially since I had sort of a minor fiasco and I thought I had deleted my work, but it turned out I had saved it in a different folder and I was looking at a different version of what I had written. But other than that stupid mistake, I actually did pretty good this morning. I even wrote a paragraph on my cell phone while I was walking the dog. I emailed it to myself from my phone, and then when I came inside, I checked my email on the computer and copied and pasted it into the document. So every little thing helps. But like I said, if you can't write as much on some days, try and write a little bit extra on the days that you can. And that way you have a buffer. But remember, it's all fun. If it ceases to be fun, then you are not doing something right. At least that's my opinion. It should always be fun. I'm not going to say that there's not going to be days when you don't feel like writing or that you might not struggle. But the overall process, it should be something fun that you enjoy doing. Also, I said I was going to talk about snacking while writing, which is, I think, is a great idea. But you want to pick something that's not going to mess up your keyboard, like Cheetos or potato chips with lots of powdery seasonings on it. So, you could still have chips, but just nothing with something that's going to come off on your fingers. Or if you want to take a break in between and use the snacks as a reward. Which might not be good for dieting, but like say, if once you hit 500 words, then you can go in the kitchen and give yourself a piece of chocolate. Whatever works for you. But another way of looking at it is that if you're going to be snacking anyway, you might as well snack on something healthy. So something healthy that you could keep in a little bowl next to you while you're typing that won't be a distraction. You won't have to worry about your fingers getting messy, but won't be terribly fattening or anything either, is things like baby carrots, apple slices, raisins, or dates. And for meals, remember that takeout is your friend. Pizza delivers. There's also these little convenient meals you can buy in the store that you just add a couple ingredients, heat it up, and it's a whole meal. You could also use a slow cooker where you set something in the morning and have it for dinner that night, or set something at night before you go to bed and it's ready in the morning. Stews and soups and things like that are good, especially since, not for the southern states, but for other areas of the world, it's winter. Or not winter, I'm sorry, it's autumn. And so it's getting colder. And those are nice, hearty, and warming foods. It's a comfort food. So, like I said, don't forget to treat yourself after you've made your work goal for the day. Allow yourself to watch TV or have an extra scoop of something sweet or surf the internet. I usually don't allow myself to go on Twitter or Facebook or anything until after I've met my word goal, which usually works pretty well. I've sort of violated that today, but not really. Simply because I went on when I hit the 1200 mark, but that was a sort of a remind as a reward for being halfway to my word goal for the day. So I hit 1200, a little over 1200, I forget what exactly, and I tweeted that. Remember bragging, bragging is important. And then when I hit my word goal for the day, then I also tweeted that. I actually had one tweet in between where I panicked and said, I think I accidentally deleted all my words. But then I found it again, so I was embarrassed. But at least I found it. So, like I said, don't forget about Twitter and Flickr and Facebook. There's groups for NaNoWriMo on those sites. If you go Twitter, you can do hashtag NaNoWriMo, hashtag NaNoLove. There's all sorts of Nano groups on Twitter. Also on Flickr, there's a NaNoWriMo group. On Facebook, there's a NaNoWriMo group. If you check your local regions, they might have their own section or page. They're great fun, they're great support, they're motivation. Don't let them eat your time though. Go and write first before you do that, because that's going to just waste time and take you away from your goal. Remember that editing is your enemy. Lock your inner editor in a closet for the month, or if you're nicer, send him on a Caribbean cruise for the month. But right now it's about getting it down on paper. So when you let your editor out again next month, then you can tweak and correct and revise to your heart's content, but not now during the creative phase. So don't worry about research, don't worry about spelling. If you did that before, that's great, but don't do it now. Just get the ideas down. If that means you don't know what to write for a battle scene, then write something in all caps as a placeholder, so you'll notice that something needs to be put there when you edit in November, or if you edit after November is what I meant to say. So you could write a word like insert or edit and write it all in caps, and then put a note next to it saying what you wanted to write there, like insert battle scene here. And then later afterwards in December, you can always use the find and replace function on your preprocessor to find those places in your manuscript and then add the extra scene that you didn't write. This allows you to keep the flow of the story going without getting bogged down by your choice of words. And now is the part where I'm going to tell you that I'm going to use a word that is not office or kid friendly. So if you're in the workplace or you have little ears nearby, I'm just warning you, I don't normally do this, but it's one word, and the reason I'm doing it is because I am quoting someone else. So that's the reason. So this ties into the idea that you should not self-edit during this month. And it's one of my all-time favorite quotes. It's from Ernest Hemingway. I didn't actually. The weird thing about Hemingway is that I'm in love with his writing style. I think he was one of the greatest writers ever. But I hate the material he writes about. I hate his plots. I hate the types of things he writes about. But I love his style. And if he can be that good of a writer, writing about these things that I hate, then. And I still enjoy his novels, even though I don't actually like the material he writes about, which is weird. Then, to me, that makes this quote more meaningful. I don't know. Maybe it's kind of weird, but that's how I feel. And the quote that Ernest Hemingway said is, "The first draft of anything is shit." So, one of the great temptations that hinders your word count during this month is the temptation to edit as you go. But remember, if you go back, you're not progressing. You're taking words away, not adding words. Remember, this month, it's quantity over quality. No matter what you do, the first draft of anything you write is going to be crap. And that's okay. That's what editing is for. But you don't worry about editing now. You're just worrying about getting it down. So, no matter what you do, you are going to need to edit later if you want to use your manuscript. So, don't fight it. Just revel in it. NaNoWriMo is about being creative. It's about the creative process of getting the words down, emptying your brain onto the paper. And by doing that, by writing all those little stray thoughts and all the adverbs and anything else that helps you reach your word count, wonderful things can happen. Your characters can do things you didn't expect. Your plot might take an unexpected turn, and that's fine. That's what makes it interesting and fun. I'm by no means an expert. I'm not saying what works for me will work for you, but it might. So if Ernest Hemingway thought his first drafts were utter shit, then why not just have fun and go with the flow? I hope this helps you. I need to get back to writing my own NaNoWriMo novel now. Like I said, I made my word goal for today, but hopefully I'll be able to get a few words down before I go to sleep tonight. My son Monster Bat actually took a break from his school. He did two courses earlier, and on his break, he's working on his NaNoWriMo a little bit. So I need to get back to that. Good luck, and if you want to find any of the links to things I've mentioned, it will be in the show notes. Thank you for your time, and I hope to see you next Sunday when I post another installment. Goodbye.